Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get into this. This is the conversation that everybody wants to have. Stock market. Stock market is not doing well. And it was interesting. I actually looked at the NASDAQ for the last, like going back 12 months, and it's actually negative. From like 12 months from today, the NASDAQ is actually negative. The S&P and the Dow Jones is up, but the NASDAQ is actually negative for the year, for the last 12 months. So how long will this downturn, in your opinion, how long will this downturn in the market last?
Yeah, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we've been negative in the last 9 weeks. Truth be told, it's going to last 18 to 24 months. It'll let up some in October. But between the Russia stuff, I know Biden's going to sit down with Putin if he agrees not to attack the Ukraine. That's political gesturing. For those who don't know, Putin is a power player. In that scenario, he is Tommy and Kanan in one, right? So between that hyperinflation, if we can just be very honest, between when the gig economy started and they started pushing people away from full-time jobs, and some of you have even told me like, hey, they're offering me 38.5 hours just so they won't give me any benefits. Those are signs that the economy is starting to crack, and then the rise of crypto was another sign. We have another 2 years to go through this. We need better leadership. On the venture side and the angel side, those deals are slowing down. And I'm going to be honest, for those of you who listen that are in venture capital, you guys need to start funding some better companies. How many more apps do we need to communicate with people do we need? That is a remix of a remix, right? Like, so I think if we have more innovation on the funding side and build companies that actually have real value, this problem can be thwarted, but yeah, it's going to be here for another 18 to 24 months, and then we'll be good.
I was going to say, and I'm glad you said that, because last 12 months ago, it was like the NASDAQ was at its peak, right? It peaked in February, and we saw a huge pullback. I know for sure. I was in the Taiwan Semiconductor, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got in the wrong time. I lost my discipline. And then we saw a huge pullback in February. We saw it in March, May. We saw another pullback. And then around June, we saw, all right, there was some uptick. So Ian, you're saying October because of what? Why is October the month that we might see some positive return?
Part of it's proprietary, part of it's crystal ball. But when a buying cycle and then going.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Into the fourth quarter, the buy-in is going to pick up because the funds aren't going to. I mean, if it's rough all this year, you're not going to call your client, Rashad. You know this. You're not going to call your clients around Christmas and be like, "Yo, I just lost all year." They're going to hit them with the Donald Trump. Trump may come back. We'll talk about the app, but Big T, he may make a run, but they're going to have to put some wins on the board. In October, that buy-in will pick up, and they'll find a way to inflate. And I'll say for everyone investing, please write this down. Make sure that your strategy and investing will work in every single market. Mm. Up market, down market, choppy, sideways. And when I've told you guys, hey, two tech, two index, and add futures so you can short and you can offset the loss, that's why I was screaming at InvestFest. I was like, hey, I gave you guys a blueprint. Market Monday's live in New York at Apollo. Gave you the blueprint. Told you what's coming. I think in October of last year, I told everyone, hey, a storm is coming. People are like, oh, you don't know? Like, you're right. I don't know. But here we are. And I want to help guide you through it.
So as far as, so if you say it's going to be a choppy 24 months, do you think that it will be a negative year?
No, we'll end up in a positive. Like they'll find a way to cheat and get some wins. But what I really think the bigger issue is we don't have great leadership in office. I don't think Biden's a bad person. And I'll ask everyone in chat and I'll ask you guys as well. What has Biden done, and then what initiative has Kamala Harris pushed? I have no grievance with them. Shout out to Charlamagne. Like, thank you guys for the cup. I'm not attacking the queen, right? I don't know what they've done. And I read every day. Like, I can't name four good things that they've done. And then when you start to see, like, the political spin come out, they funded $300 million in crack pipe, which was not true. But it's like, you have done so little that almost seems believable. Not good. It's not good. Biden needs to get more points on the board to have a chance to win. But in Democrats, in this midterm, you are going to, what Brock say, it could be shellacked. Whew. Big butt kicking. Mainstream, I'm learning. Big butt kicking coming midterms.
So you think that it will be modest return, a positive return for the year, but modest.
Yeah. I said top of the year, I think 6%, probably 6 to 7%.
6 to 7% for the stock market this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, I mean, I was just reading the stock market almanac. And so based on how January usually trends, the year usually follows, especially in the NASDAQ. And so I'm hopeful that it doesn't trend that way. We had a huge pullback in January. February, we saw some gains, and obviously, you know, the month will probably end on a downturn, depending on how the next couple of days go. So we'll see.
March could be solid because funds buy in March as well. But also, too, we talked about it before, and when Ben was on the first time, I think the higher the gain that you get, the more volatility you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So, like, them amazing games when Westbrook put up 30, 10, and 10, you got to take the games with 14 turnovers. It's a part of it. Like, you have to, please, like, you guys have to pick. Either you want Tim Duncan safety, or you want crazy Kobe, crazy LeBron, Westbrook action, Gilbert Arenas. You got to pick. There's no in between.
Yeah. I you know what? In addition to that, I think we need to really, like, change our perspective. Like, 2020 was abnormal, right?
It's an anomaly.
Right? we could still have 10%, 20% gains and 30% gains, and that's okay.
I don't want that. Rashad is getting lining every two days.
It's so interesting. Over the past like month for sure, like I'm like, hey, I'm moving into this position. I'll send that text out, hey, I'm moving into this position. And it'll be like, hey, yo, look, in 2 weeks, man, we're up 17%. And it's like, only 17?
I was
managing a fund and I got you 7%, you'd be happy.
But the trade-off is, Julian, please write me a line for investing like the one you had at InvestFest. But when we get marketed to and we're told to spend all of our money, that's a negative 100% loss. Even on sale, goes on sale 50% off. They could have sold it to you for 90% off. Companies trick us into giving all of our money away and then say, hey, plus 17 is not a great game. If we want to close the wealth gap like we talked about, we as an army have to invest collectively. So sometimes you're going to have, if for any of those who hooped, like you guys ever had a game where you came out, it was like 20 in the first quarter. What happened quarter two or three? At some point you're going to cool off. No one is on fire for like four quarters straight, right?
That's true.
It's just a slowing period. It's really just a slowing period. Shoddy, like, no, I got 20 every quarter. I'm not playing. He's like, you may not be able to get 20.
What would you say to people that might be newer or just in general, might not even be newer, like that are concerned about investing? Should they still be investing during this time? Should they be having money on the sidelines during this time? What should they be doing?
Never have your money on the side. Put your money in the top five companies. This works for any era on earth. You guys know I love 2Tech, 2Index. For those of you who are new, VOO, Vanguard, VTI. I make no money with them. And that's why I always say it when everyone was going crazy with all the companies that were not of high value. I'm like, listen, when they pull the rug out, it's the finals now. It's all-star game. Like the best players are going to step up to Apple, Microsoft, Google. I know it's not fun to say that over and over again. But even if you look at Apple and Microsoft, they barely moved to the downside. Mm-hmm. Last year, I told you, go look at what the overall drawdown, how much Apple goes down. Those of you that are heavily invested in Apple right now, you're sleeping like a baby. Lucid, Hertz, shout out Leroy. He's dead. Right? Hertz. No go. And for those of you in crypto as well, you know this, the deeper the drawdown, if you look 5 years out, the multiple on the return is probably 10 to 50X, depending on which one you invest in. You have to hold for the long term. The biggest mistake everyone here can make is not putting your money into these dominant companies and not letting them make money for you. Because if not, you're really just a prostitute for the American economy. I'm not going off on the CIA tangent. Don't worry.
Acquiring minds want to know what's in the red cup.
It is a energy drink.
No pineapple. Okay. We're just checking.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.